Opponents of Milwaukee's streetcar project have until Thursday to turn in at least 31,000 signatures if they hope to put the issue on the ballot. Organizers admit they will likely fall short. It's been several weeks since the Common Council approved the building of a downtown streetcar. Planning is now underway. The initial loop would run from the Lower East Side through downtown to the Third Ward, with future extensions envisioned. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, some business owners still harbor mixed feelings and questions. Dawn Bloomfield is confident Milwaukee's streetcar will bring more customers into her establishment. She owns Club Charlie's in the Third Ward.
Sometimes it's hard to get them to walk to our bar in colder weather, but I think if they eventually get down closer to getting to the Fifth Ward, the people in the community will definitely use it.
But in a neighborhood north of downtown, another business owner worries. Elizabeth DeQuisto owns Solane on Ogden Avenue. She's been at the location for 17 years and is particularly concerned about how long it will take crews to lay the streetcar tracks and string the overhead wires.
I'm a small business owner who has enough struggle keeping our doors open anyway. And so now maybe 1 month, 6 months, a year, with no parking, that would probably destroy our business.
DeQuisto says when her lease recently came due, she did not sign for another 10 years. Instead, she committed to only 3. She says that way she can move or close her business if the streets out front remain ripped up for too long. Another person who fears he might lose significant business during construction is Steve Stein. He owns Paul Wisey Furniture on Farwell Avenue. Stein says the area has already experienced revitalization.
We've got so many other things going for us down here. You've got Brady Street rejuvenated. You've got Farwell with the new buildings, Prospect with well-kept up older buildings and new buildings. You've got it already, and you've got transportation here for the people that don't have cars, but most people have cars.
Stein says buses already run along Farwell every 10 minutes. Alderman Bob Bauman was instrumental in pushing the streetcar through the Common Council. He insists shop owners will thrive once the line shuttles people past the front door. Bauman admits construction will take a while, but says the build-out will occur in 2 to 3 block sections, not miles at one time.
Could it be a month? Possibly. Could it be 6 weeks? Possibly. But I would say no different than sewer construction, water main construction, steam tunnel construction.
Bauman points to Portland's successful streetcar system. It opened with an initial loop downtown in 2001 and now has several extensions. Executive Director Dan Bauer says the system averages 17,000 riders per day.
We've seen actually a huge influx and growth and really the small business atmosphere along the streetcar line. One of the things that we're most proud of is that the streetcar alignment is host to thousands and thousands of businesses, small businesses now that weren't there before, and some that were there before are big, big supporters.
Bauer says he can think of only one business that closed during construction of Portland's streetcar system. He says the closure happened in 2008 during the recession and doesn't think it's fair to place blame entirely on the streetcar. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.